It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode number 4, Riffing!
With Maya and WC Chronicles, that's me. Maya, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am good too. I am good for some riffing. This is where, why don't you explain it for the first time?
This is where WC Chronicles puts a word on his magical phone from the little game.
Word generator.
Mm-hmm. And he gets a word and then we just talk about it. Whatever comes up first, then we talk about it. Which is how it goes.
It's just how it goes, and we're good at it.
Yeah.
Because it's improv.
Yeah.
Because there are no wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the first word?
Yeah.
Seeking.
A purpose in life.
Seeking a purpose in life? What kind of purpose in life?
A purposeful purpose.
A purposeful purpose.
Purposeful purpose.
You know what seeking reminds me of is seeking light. We used to go camping in Central Oregon. My family would take me camping. Mm-hmm. We would go to these lava tube caves. Okay? Now, you know how long a football field is, right? Imagine a football field being 8 of those connected together, one after the other, and you're walking underground in pure black darkness.
Oh my gosh, you did it all the way through?
All the way through. No, we had a lantern and flashlights, yeah. But we were seeking the end of the cave, the tunnel. Uh-huh. So you're going about 8 football fields underground. It's so cool because it's like 100 degrees outside, but then you get down underground in these lava tube caves.
It's cool.
And it's cool. It drops to like maybe about 80 degrees, 70 degrees.
Wow.
And you get down to the very end, and you're climbing over huge rocks. Mm-hmm. Big rocks the size of like cars and sofas and tables, and just having to climb over and over. And it was so much fun. But the bad thing is, last I heard, they shut down the cave.
Why?
Because people were going in there and vandalizing it.
Oh, yeah.
But still, I that's the last thing I heard about 3-4 years ago. So, road trip to the caves! That's my word for seeking. You broke your sword.
It came out.
You ready for the next word?
Yeah.
Duplicating.
Duplicating.
Duplicating makes me think of cloning.
Yeah. Wait a minute. It's like this.
Cloning. Okay. If you could clone something, what would it be? Would you clone yourself if you could?
Probably like have a twin?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would, so I could get more stuff done in the day. I'd be like, okay, clone number one, you stay here and clean.
Well, then those clones could get, what's it called? Consciences and stuff and feelings.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That's when they'll turn into a problem.
That's where you have to have a clone that has half a brain. The half a brain that will do chores that you don't want to do.
It's like this, I take this out, and this almost looks like a sword to me.
And for those who are listening to the podcast, Maya is playing with a plastic sword that she got as a prize from defeating the dragons of Neron.
Oh, that didn't cut your arm off?
That didn't
it's
cut
that one.
It just gave me a nasty plastic burn.
A rug. Never mind. I was going to say a rug burn, but it's kind of the same. I mean, no. You know what? Never mind. Forget about it.
Moving right along, right? Pushing. You ever have to push something heavy?
Yeah, with Newtons.
Newtons?
Yeah. What's
tell me about Newtons.
When I was in science class, we learned about force and stuff. And, they were asked questions, that's the amount you push, the amount of force, so you push 10 newtons.
Oh, it's the science measurement.
Yeah.
Okay, newtons. Not the cookie. Fig Newtons? You've never heard of Newton's cookies? Oh, we got something for okay, we're going to use Newton.
Wait.
You must have.
They're fig cookies?
Yeah, fig cookies. They make apple
cookies. Oh, yeah, I know what they are, yeah.
But Fig Newtons are cool because you can be sneaking around somewhere and you can have a cookie and nobody hears you eat it.
Because it's so, soft.
So quiet. Yeah, quiet cookies. I had no pushing. This is so funny. My grandma, she used to have these big wardrobe units that she would want to move around. And my grandma was 85, 90 years old, okay? And the only way that she didn't want to wait on somebody else, she would get one of the other old ladies that took care of her, that she took care of, my Aunt Belma.
Yeah.
She would wake my Aunt Belma up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because she would get ambitious and do this. She would take a blanket and tuck it under one edge of the wardrobe unit and drag it and push it. So she wakes up my Aunt Belma at about like 5 o'clock in the morning. Belma, get up. What? What is it, Jenny? She called my grandma's name was Genevieve McKenzie. Called Jenny. What is it, Jenny? I'm good. I'm glad you're awake. Get up and help me move this wardrobe unit. So she's coming to Belma, giving her this cup of coffee. Come on, get up. We got to move the wardrobe unit before anybody else gets up. So here's these two old women in their 80s, okay, moving these huge, like, big wardrobe closet units around the house, like, at 5:30 in the morning, tucking blankets under them and dragging them around. Okay, so my Aunt Belma talks to my mom the next day. She goes, you got to talk to Jenny. I am getting too old to be doing this, getting up at 5:30 in the morning to move wardrobe units around.
Talk to someone else, like, I'm done.
Talk to someone, yeah, well, that's just the weird people, the fun, weird people in my family. You ready for the next word?
Yep.
Next word is value.
Everything has value.
Maya brings value to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Because now we're on Stitcher and iTunes.
Well, that touches my valuable heart.
And you can follow us on the Facebook page and Instagram account and the Twitter account and the Vine account.
And everything else.
That's it.
Follow us around the world.
So far, yeah.
Follow us around.
So how do you get that in there? So Maya is a value.
So is WC Chronicles, because if you want to hear, I won't be making this video right now because he's the one who does all the work. And
if Maya wasn't here to act silly with me and do this improv stuff that we're doing, this riffing, I would look pretty silly sitting out on a bus stop talking to myself right now.
But you know what? There could always be someone else that could have done the same thing that I did.
But you know what? The most out, something. Like cream rose to the top.
Well, thank you very much, but I don't know, man. Mm. You did pretty good making this video. You did everything. You edited. You make the video. You come over here. You make that video, and then you make money out of it, and ow, whoa.
I think you just got your new character for Double Y, Allie. You sound like a Seinfeld character. I don't know. Why do people do that? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. The answer is right. It's going to taste.
You're talking on one ball.
My camera's over there.
Are you ready for the next word, Maya?
I don't know. The
next word is free. Free is a very good word. What is your favorite thing to get free?
Not everything is free.
Did you know a few days ago it was Donut National Day and they gave away free donuts?
You could have told me!
I didn't know you wanted to know. Mental note, and everybody remember this, if something important comes up like free donut day, let Maya know.
I was also disappointed when it was free Slurpee day. I mean, like, you know, you bring your own cup for Slurpee.
I didn't know about that one. When did that happen?
That was like in April.
April?
Yeah. It happened, and I was about to go with my friends.
You know what?
But it ended at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but you know what? You didn't tell me about it.
Well,
so I think we're even. I didn't tell you about Donut Day, and you didn't tell me about Free Slurpee Day.
Well, it was all over the internet, but Free Donut Day, I haven't even seen it.
Slurpee all over the internet does not tell me a thing.
Should.
All right, the next national day, you better let me know what it is, and I'll let you know what it is. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay, so Free Food Day.
For Free Food Day, yeah.
The ones about food, okay? Free food. If there's free haircut day, but I don't need that. I want the food.
Or how about free eyebrow transplanting day?
No, I need the food.
You don't need an eye transplant?
No.
Or an eyebrow transplant?
I just want to know about the food.
What if it's a free sneezing day?
I'll sneeze whenever I want.
It's free.
I chew. I just sneezed. I don't have to pay.
You ready for the next word?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next word? The next word is lodge.
Lunch?
Lodge.
Lodge. A ski lodge.
A ski lodge.
I went skiing once and I ran into people.
Tell me about it.
I went skiing and I didn't know how to stop.
The other way of stopping, falling down?
Yeah.
Or crashing into somebody?
I crashed into someone.
How many people did you crash into?
Three people?
Yeah. How long were you skiing? Just a day trip?
Yeah.
Just one day?
Yeah.
Have you gone since?
Mm-mm. No, I was too scared.
Yeah. I went skiing once myself too. Just once. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't downhill. It was cross-country skiing. And it was a whole bunch of friends, and it was a great big hill. And it gets to be those ruts in the snow that you can get your skis into them. You can stay pretty good on the trail going cross country, because it was like near the end of the day, we were all tired, and my friend Eric, his wife Donna, took hers off, and she was carrying hers, and I had just got up the first rise of the hill, and I'm just like, I gotta go up, losing energy, I'm tired, and she just comes up behind me and just starts pushing me. Just starts shoving me right up the hill, up like that, eventually. And I'm just like, are you sure you can do this? She's like, I can do this. And just laughing our asses off the whole time. Shoved me. The thing is, we got up to the hill, and then she just shoves me on down.
Go.
Yeah.
So I don't have to push you anymore.
That's it. Yeah, it's like, boom, you're done. I want to go skiing again sometime.
I'm never going to go skiing again.
Oh, but it's fun.
But I'm never going to do it again.
Cross country is so much fun.
But I'm never going to put on skis again.
You never, never say never.
But never.
Never say never.
But right, I just
right.
said.
You want to do one more word?
Yeah.
Okay, one more word.
Yeah.
Subscription.
Subscription pill.
Subscription pill?
Yeah.
I have a subscription to the magazine.
I don't have a subscription to anything.
Best subscription to any magazine is Mad Magazine.
Oh, I used to love that magazine. And when you go to like the haircut, they had it like in the haircut place that I used to go to. They had it there, and I'd always like wait.
And the back of the picture, the back page that folds into the diagram.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that's exactly called, but yeah. Forget any other. Don't need any other magazines. Just Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine.
You can get it on the internet, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is the end of Shiny Squirrel Podcast number 4.
Is it?
It is.
It is?
It is.
It is.
It is. We are done.
Ha!
Any last things you want to say? Three. And...
No!